Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the crybabies. The crybabies. We all know that babies have a few unique characteristics, and one of those characteristics is that they cry. Babies cry all the time, and it seems like they cry for a myriad of reasons. And as the baby grows older, becomes a toddler, goes off to preschool and kindergarten, then we don't expect to hear much crying out of them. In fact, the older a child gets, the less they cry. It's not only scientifically proven, but every parent on this call can agree to the fact that we expect them to cry less as they get older. Well, in business, entrepreneurs, some of them have the same types of challenges when they're starting out. I call it the crybaby syndrome. And because they're so new to the game, because they don't know a lot, because they don't have a ton of experience in business, then they spend often much of their time crying. And it's those CEOs, those entrepreneurs, those business leaders that mature, that grow beyond the crying stage and learn how to win. In this lesson, my friends, we're going to outline three key elements of when babies cry in business. It'll parallel when they cry in real life, and then how to overcome that with the teams that you're building and growing and cultivating. That first component is, when do babies cry? First, babies always cry when they're hungry. Yes, my friends and neighbors, as soon as a baby cries, everyone rushes to the bottle. They rush to the baby food. They try their best to find out what's going to make the baby cry, stop crying. And the first thing is they try to feed the baby. Well, in business, the same thing happens. When entrepreneurs, when new people in business, when those that are just starting out, when they get hungry, they cry. They thought they were going to do better than they actually did. Their plans didn't work as they thought they would. They're hungry and they're wanting to generate additional income. And rather than trying harder, they cry harder. And what we've got to do as business leaders, as developers of teams, is we've got to train those around us not to cry harder, but try harder. That the way to get fed is not by raising your voice and complaining or reacting or displaying insensitivity toward others or becoming emotional or appearing to be desperate. Those are not the components that lead to getting fed. On the contrary, when we want to get fed, we've got to create. We've got to build relationships. We've got to solicit referrals and put in more hours and more time. Why? Because we recognize that in order for an adult to get fed, the adult has to take action. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the adults get fed by taking action. By the same token, seasoned entrepreneurs get fed. They eat by taking action. They don't eat by complaining. They don't eat by protesting. They don't eat by having some kind of tit for tat against someone. No, no, no. You eat by going out and hunting. You eat by putting your skills to work. You eat by making sure that everything that you do is done first class and all the boxes are checked. You eat by selling what you have and not crying about what you don't have. I can recall, just as an example, I had a meeting with a board of directors at one of the larger universities in the country. And prior to that meeting, I discovered, going up the escalator into this large meeting hall, I discovered what I didn't have. I would have liked to have it. And I turned to the assistant that was with me and said, listen, always remember, what you don't have is what you don't need. Right before you're going into a meeting and you discover that you've forgotten this or you've left this behind, hey, if you don't have it, you don't need it. You work with what you have. You excel with what you've got in front of you. You maximize what you can, and then you continue and you'll be fed and you'll be fine. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the babies cry when they're hungry. The leaders try when they are hungry. They give it everything they've got. That's how they win. Well, there's another reason that babies cry. You can probably guess it. Babies cry when they're messy. Yes, they've messed their diaper up. Their diaper stinks. It smells. It's wet. It's heavy. And they cry because they want someone else to clean up the mess they've made. Isn't that a parallel in business, my friends? There are many people who make messes themselves. They make their bed hard and want someone else to lie in it. They create a challenge and want somebody somebody else to fix it. They run and hide because they've made a humongous mess. I ask you, my friends and neighbors, what mess have you made? And who are you relying on to clean up your mess? Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, mess is typically made in management. There are management messes. That means that somebody's mismanaging time and they made a mess of their time. There are also emotional messes where someone just doesn't have the emotional IQ to deal with challenges and situations that arise. So rather than doing so, they end up hurting someone or criticizing someone. You know how it works. What messes have you made, my friends? I challenge you to go back and look at every mess and then work to clean up the mess yourself. Don't leave it behind. Have you ever walked in a room where there was a baby that had a soiled diaper? The baby had made a mess in the diaper and it stinks so bad, and the baby keeps walking around, doesn't do anything, maybe cries a little bit, cries a lot at some time, but the stink affects everyone. See, your mess just doesn't impact you. Your mess can impact those around you. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take initiative, to take a stand, to clean up a mess. If there's been a relationship mess, clean the mess up. Apologize, communicate, say you're sorry, move on to the next thing. If there has been any kind of mess in business, my friends, I challenge you to clean up your own messes and don't expect someone else to do so. Last but not least, you know, babies cry when they're hungry. Babies cry when they're messy. And no one can disagree that babies cry when they're sleepy. The whole song Rockabye Baby was designed because babies need to be rocked and patted and sung to and supplied with a nightlight just so they can sleep. It's amazing because although babies sleep a lot, they don't do anything. They get carried everywhere they go. They get supplied with everything they need, yet they sleep so much. Why, my friends? I've never been able to figure out. But in business, the same thing happens. If you expect someone to have great work ethic by you carrying them, think again, because they're going to go to sleep on you. If you expect to give someone everything and hold their hand every step of the way and they not do any work and you're patting them and petting them and carrying them from point A to point B, you're creating a bigger baby that's going to sleep on you. They'll be lazy. They'll need more and more. And when you call on them, they won't be around because you've developed a culture that's caused them to be lazy like a baby. They're going to sleep more often. You don't motivate people by helping them do every single thing. You motivate them, my friends and neighbors, by encouraging, by guiding, by empowering, by making them do more. Don't you notice that the older babies get, the less they sleep? In business, by the same token, the older entrepreneurs get, the more mature they get, the more experience they have, the less they should work, the less they should sleep. Because I can tell you, my friends and neighbors, purpose is like caffeine. It keeps you going. It keeps you energizing. It's better than 5-hour energy, better than Red Bull, better than anything you could ever take, better than 2 cups of coffee or a shot of espresso. When you've got a purpose, you don't want to sleep. You want to stay up to complete that purpose and to fulfill those obligations and to meet those goals and to quench that fire that burns on the inside of you. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.